This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. As the building boom returns to Colorado, cities are reexamining how much they charge developers to build. The building fees are designed to make growth pay its way, to ensure that when new homes and commercial projects are built, cities have enough money to pay for the infrastructure, things like new schools, roads, and parks. The Northern Colorado Business Report has just completed an analysis of regional building fees charged in Loveland, Greeley, and Fort Collins, and the results might surprise you. I'm talking this morning with NCBR editor Jared Smith. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So anytime a project gets built, local governments add in these fees to help cover costs of the new growth. So I think what we want to know first, are some cities more expensive to build in than others?
It certainly looks that way. Of the three cities we examined, Loveland had the highest fees. It charges just over $20,000 for a single-family home. And this, of course, includes the cost for police and fire, parks and recreation, water and sewer service, and museums and libraries. Greeley came in just behind Loveland at $19,920, and Fort Collins was a distant third. It charges $9,102 for a new home.
Wow, that's half the price there.
Exactly.
So what are some of these high-ticket items that we're paying for when a new home gets built?
Not surprisingly, it's water. Mm. Water is really the priciest item in there. Greeley has the highest water tap fee. It charges just over $10,000 per new home. Loveland charges $4,760, and Fort Collins charges $730.
Again, that's a huge difference. Why do these charges vary so widely?
Cities would tell you that their fees are based on their costs. Greeley, for instance, says that it charges more for a water tap because it has to transport its water much farther than Loveland and Fort Collins do.
Sure.
And it also depends on what a community wants to see occur. This summer, for instance, Fort Collins is debating whether to add a special trails fee to its development charges. And Loveland, which, as you may know, is working hard to develop its arts community, has a special museum fee that it charges.
Okay. Well, don't these fees cause housing costs to rise?
They absolutely do. Developers pass these costs directly on to consumers. The flip side of that, of course, is that cities across Colorado have spent a lot of time studying how much new growth costs. And there was a time 50 years ago when cities added new subdivisions in the middle of nowhere without calculating how much it would cost to build roads and sewer systems and provide police and fire. And today, things have changed. Today, cities try to get in front of that process to ensure that the communities are better planned and that they have the basic services financed.
Then a city having the lowest fee is not necessarily a good thing. But new fees are never popular with builders or realtors, too. Do they plan to oppose any of these fees?
At the moment, no one is saying that they plan to oppose them. You know, development fees are very much a cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And since the housing crash, honestly, there hasn't been much focus on growth and its costs. But with this resurgence, realtors and others that we talk to say they are starting to monitor the issue. Greeley completely redid its fee structure in 2011. And Loveland and Fort Collins are still working on theirs. And realtors have said they want to make sure the fees make sense and that the cities are looking at the whole fee package, not just how much it will cost to add one new fee.
Right. You know, Jared, it's almost counterintuitive just because of its size compared to Loveland and Greeley. But why does Fort Collins charge so much less than those cities?
We think part of it is because Fort Collins, unlike the other two, hasn't done a serious evaluation of its building fees since 1996, other than adding certain costs just to keep up with inflation. And it's also been very careful about the way it adopts new fees. For instance, the city has determined that residential developments heavily utilize parks, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the parks fee that Fort Collins charges is only tagged onto residential projects, not commercial developments.
Do you think we'll see major changes to these fees anytime soon?
Fort Collins, I think, is planning to make some decisions this year, for sure. I mean, I think they want to add that new trails fee. Loveland is going through an incredibly extensive process right now, and they're asking all the city departments that charge a fee to develop long-term plans, figure out how much money they're going to need, and then base their fees on that long-term plan. That process isn't going to be done until the end of 2014, and their new fees will take effect in 2015.
All right. Very interesting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jared Smith is editor of the Northern Colorado Business Report.